This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This was China's first box office weekend since the pandemic started. Doolittle was apparently big over there. Also, the thriller Bloodshot. Bit less than half of the theaters in China are open. Limited, to be sure, to 30% capacity. But hey, it's people in seats, right? Good news for hard-hit Hollywood. But premiering a film overseas and not here at home does come with some risks, as Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
As of last week, over 40% of China's movie theaters are open at less than half capacity. The result, according to Chinese data, a $4.7 million three-day debut for Doolittle and $2.6 million for Bloodshot. That's pennies compared to what Hollywood blockbusters usually rake in. But Sky Canavis with China Film Insider says,
it's really right now one of the few avenues that Hollywood has available for its films.
The thing is, Bloodshot and Doolittle had already premiered months ago in the U.S. and around the world. A bigger question Hollywood is facing right now is how to release a brand new film. Do you go straight to streaming, like Universal did with Trolls World Tour, and risk the fury of U.S. theaters? Do you postpone indefinitely, like Disney recently did with the much-awaited Mulan, and disappoint fans? Or a third alternative might be premiering films in theaters in countries that have already reopened. That's the strategy for Warner Brothers' highly anticipated new sci-fi movie, Tenet, which will open internationally in late August ahead of its Labor Day release in the U.S.
It'll open the right doors. Some of the wrong ones, too.
It might also open the doors to rampant digital piracy, which already costs the U.S. at least $29 billion a year. Professor Mike Smith is with Carnegie Mellon University.
As soon as you release it in some of these markets, you're going to get a pirate copy that originates from the theatrical screening. And that pirate copy is going to infect the worldwide markets.
A lot of questions for Hollywood and fans, and for now, not a lot of answers. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.